Aso bebeshikia ramansi kia rebeya dadaria manso kore vehea la manso revesikia rabaya lavandiere besia ramahaya lavanshore bebebe sokore bebebesiki lavanso kuri bisiki ramandi levendore besikia rabahaya lavansore bebebesikia rababare manso kore behe i ramanso korabandi arabanso God we give you glory. La mansore bebebe sora mandaya. For you alone are worthy of all the praise and all the honor. Yerebe siki rebe handaya. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So wherever you are, hi, hallelujah, wherever you are, if you are on your lunch break, if you are in your car, if you are listening with your earbuds on, while you are working at your desk, if you are at home, wherever you are, bless the Lord. Just give him a hallelujah. Just give him a thank you, Abba, on this day. Today is February 13th, 2026. Many a February 13th that you have seen, but you have not seen February 13th, 2026. So this is a new day. And we rejoice in our Father on this morning. Here we are, noon day for our 60 for 60. This has been such a glorious time. And I'm so excited to meet with you all yet again as we reserve this time for God. We have a lot of things that are reserved for a lot of people. Amen. But this time, this noon hour is reserved for Him. And so we just want to bless Him on this morning. I just want to recap. We have been giving so much strategy this week. Can you agree? Those of you that have been on the line with us from Monday all the way to today, right now at this time, we have been giving some meat. And I just want to acknowledge some of the things that we have been gotten today. We started off the week with getting wisdom on our identity, on patterns, getting wisdom on how we are sons, reminding us who we are, reminding us that we are sons. And because we are, we serve a Most High God. So whatever it is that we are asking God for, it is going to be given to us because we are connected to a house. We're connected to a father who does not forsake his children. We were given some wise instructions about our words, how our words, even the things that we say casually, affect us, right? We got instruction on about our identity and our patterns and how we do not need to allow the enemy to creep into our minds to blow smoke and mirrors to distort the identity that the Lord has given us. We are sons, right? Our identity is in Christ. We learned that our words carry weight. We learn that our words are heard not just by God, but by the enemy also. And so we have to be mindful because our words have power. It has the power to speak life and death. And so today we are going to rejoice in the wisdom that we have been given all this week. We're going to rejoice in who God is, and we are going to go into and utilize that and utilize Psalms 141 in our direction today in prayer. And we're going to break down this scripture line by line, breaking it down, what Psalms 141 is even saying, and how we can use this anytime that we are in spaces of struggle and pressure, right? Because we've already learned this week that pressure isn't always a bad thing, amen? Pressure is necessary for what God is doing in you to be produced. I'm going to say that again. Pressure is necessary for what God is doing in you to be produced. Olive oil can never just come without pressure. When you get that olive oil, when that olive oil is extracted out of that olive, great pressure is required for the oil to be produced. Amen. And so turn with me to Psalms 141. And here, David is He's reflecting. He is seeking the Father for purity of heart while surrounded by great pressure, opposition, and temptation. The psalm speaks to a consecration and along with a responsibility, asking God not to just protect him from his enemies that are surrounding him, but asking God to protect him from the inner man, the inner compromise that comes up in us. And so we're going to go with, we're going to read it through, and we're going to start with verse 1. O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work iniquity. And let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it. Yet my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. When their judges are thrown over the cliff, then they shall hear my words. For they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks up the earth, so shall our bones be scattered at the mouth of Sheol. But my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. Here in verse 1, this is a cry for immediate attention. It says, O Lord, I call upon you, hasten to me. It opens up revealing urgency. It's not a casual prayer, but a cry for dependence on God. David models spiritual leadership by turning first to God instead of reacting emotionally. See, that has to be the response when pressure comes. Our response has to be, oh Lord, I call upon you. This place in this verse, prayer is positioned as a response. A first response, a first act. This cry is acknowledging that God already knows the voice of his people. So when pressure arises, an urgency, as we learned this week, tries to make us move hastily, our response should drive us towards God, not towards our impulses. We're moving. Verse 2, let my prayer be continued as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Here, prayer is being compared to incense rising. It's symbolic of worship, surrender, and a continual devotion, excuse me. Here, this takeaway is that lifting of our hands, that surrenderance, that is agreement. Here it's saying, God, I agree with you. Prayer here is a petition and an offering. So how we can use this and to apply it to our situations, when the atmosphere around you is contaminated, let the presence of God not just be what we call upon in our words, but let it be a true surrenderance to who he is. Father, I surrender. My hands are lifted up to you, and I call upon you. Verse 3, set a watch, O Lord, over my mouth. This is pertaining to guarding of speech. David asked God to guard his words. This right here is revealing awareness that words can build covenant or it can destroy unity. Our words have power. And so maturity says be restrained, because leadership requires to be stewards of our speech. Even in our casualness, we must be guarded. So when things get emotional, wisdom slows our speech so grace can govern our response. Verse 4. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. David is recognizing that compromise begins in the heart before it ever appears in action. Here, associating with wickedness can normalize unhealthy patterns. Okay? So, spiritual drift here then feels subtle before it becomes visible. In this moment, David's expressing, hey, before it can even be in action, let my heart not be inclined to it. So discernment includes guarding what we participate in and what influences our desires. We all know ourselves, and so we must guard against these things from entering into the gate of our heart. Verse 5, let a righteous man strike me. It is kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it. Here, this verse is speaking to godly correction and how it is portrayed as oil, not harm. Accountability is protective. It is not punitive. It's not punishment. Humility, true humility, welcomes correction because it preserves us. So healthy communities, healthy postures, value truth spoken in love. Okay, verse 6. Yet my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. When their judges are thrown over the cliff, then they shall hear my words, for they are pleasant. Earthly power structure is temporary. Earthly power structures are temporary. God establishes justice. He is the one that's in control. So when we say, the weapons may form against me, but they won't prosper, that's what we're talking about. The weapons are going to form, but they will not prosper. So the faithful, us, need not to seek revenge, because who is the controller? God. God vindicates everything. And so true surrenderance is giving everything over to God, even in those moments that people have done things, betrayal, whatever the case is, we are giving that power over to him. That's true surrender. It's God, you're going to take care of it. I leave it up to you. I don't seek revenge. I don't seek any type of vindication. You are my vindicator, okay? And so we remain steady without trying to gain control over outcomes. Verse 7, as when one plows and breaks up the earth, so shall our bones be scattered in the mouth of Sheol. Now here is a image of vulnerability and exhaustion. Faith does not deny pain. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Faith, having faith, is not a denial of pain. This is an honest lament. This is spiritual maturity, acknowledging, hey, I'm experiencing pain here. Pain doesn't mean that you have an absence of faith. It's an acknowledgement of what you're experiencing. When we are praying, when you are coming before God, God wants us to be authentic to where we are. He knows exactly what we're experiencing. So he's calling for us to bring forth all of your burdens before me. But
even in bringing our burdens, we still know, God, if I bring this to you, I know you're going to take care of it. It's not coming to him with still fear that he won't get the job done, but it's coming to him acknowledging, God, here it is. I bring this to you because I know you're going to take care of it. Verse 8, but my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Here, despite what's going on, David chooses to focus on God. Direction of vision determines stability. His eyes are up. Our eyes should be up. Trust keeps our souls anchored. Trust keeps our feet firmly planted. So, how do we apply this? Whenever there is pressure, keep your eyes focused to the one. Keep your heels, planted in the firm foundation of his word. Verse 9, keep me from the trap that they have laid for me. David is asking for deliverance from hidden traps, things he cannot see. Not every danger that comes up looks harmful. So even the thing that is masking itself as something that is good, deliver me from that. Expose that. Show me that thing. Spiritual discernment protects assignment and purpose. When we have discernment, we're able to see that is masking itself as something that is good. So when we seek God in times of prayer and we're asking for sight, this is the space where God brings us the strategy. This is the space where God exposes the compromise that has been seeping in like carbon monoxide. Verse 10, let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. This is where we ask for any schemes against his righteous people, which is us, collapse under their own weight. God's justice often works through consequence. We know this. And the goal here is not retaliation. It's preservation. Preserve us. Preserve me while my enemies fall at their own demise. This is trusting that God's justice frees us from carrying any type of bitterness in our heart. So, Father, we come to you, O Lord, humbly, together as one body. We are lifting up our voice, and may it be incense before you. We ask, O God, that our prayers rise in purity, that our worship creates an atmosphere where your presence dwells richly. Lord, set a guard over our mouths. Pierce our mouths, O Father God, with coal, O Father. Purify our words. Let our words heal. Let our words build and align with your truth. Father, remove every ounce of careless speech, criticism, and fear among us. Anything, O God, that will be displeasing or be against and contend against what you have already spoken. And fill us with wisdom, wisdom that carries peace. Search our hearts and keep us from paths that look harmless, God, but lead us astray, Father. Paths, O Father, God, that lead us out of into spaces, God, that you have never called us to walk down. Hallelujah. That lead us away from your purpose. That lead us away from the design that you have called us, that you have created by your hands. Strengthen us to walk in integrity, O God. Even when compromise feels easy, even when compromise feels like the sure thing to do, even when compromise, we are faced with compromise, God, that would beset us in the world's eyes, to success. Father, guard us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let our private devotion match our public declarations, Father, when we meet with you in the secret place. Hallelujah. Let our private devotions match our public declarations, God. Father, give us humility. Hey, Yamanso, give us humility, Jesus, to receive correction, God. Hey, Yaman Sokora Bandada Damansai, correction in love that is going to God. Realign us, God. We ask for your realignment on this afternoon, Jesus. We ask, oh God, show us every space, Father. Hey, Yando Rebesikia Ramandai, every area, God, where we go back to old patterns and old ways of being. Every space, oh God, that we give way to compromise. Every space, oh Father, where we give way. To careless speech and careless thinking, God. Every area, God, so expose it to us today. Show us today. Hey, Yamanso Ramandia. Levenso, show us, God. Akamanso, may we not let our foot stumble upon a rock, God. But identify the areas. Identify the subtle compromises, the subtle careless conversations, God, that we say that seems harmless, God, but is planting seeds in us, Jesus. Levan sukurya mahaya, leveki karababa basure mensaya, le karobo siandi rebe shandia. Strengthen us to walk, O God. Edebe sandaya ke yadanamanso in boldness. Haya dadamanso rebehei. Surround us with righteous voices that sharpen us, God, that heal us, O Father, and that help us to stay aligned with the calling that you have designed for us, God. Hey, Kanamanso, incline our ears to hear. Haya baso, when you are speaking, even in voices, oh God, that we are familiar with. God, keep us, Jesus, as humbled servants unto you, oh God. Keep our heads low, Father. Hey, Karabanso, Rebe, hey, so that we may hear, oh God. Kanda damanso, when you are speaking. Let correction become oil that strengthens us, not wounds us. Oil that refreshes us, God. Oil that reminds us of who we are and whose we are. When pressure arises and opposition surrounds us, Father, so fix our eyes on you, O God. Teach us to trust your voice, trust your justice and your timing, God. In every space where we have been married to time, every space where we have been married to a way that we thought it would to go, God, we divorce it now in the name of Jesus. We divorce our plans to have it go the way we are assuming or God, the ways that we have outlined, even the plans we have outlined before you, God, if they be changed, if they be, if you are directing us in another way, God, we submit it. We submit ourselves to your way of doing, God. You know you've already gone before us. You know where every trap is. You know where the snakes dwell. You know where the thorns are. So, Father God, we keep our feet planted in you, O Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preserve us from hidden snares, Jesus, distractions, and assignments that pull us outside of your will, O God, outside the will of you. Hallelujah. Not everything that is good is God. Hallelujah. We declare that our prayers will rise continually. Our words will be echoed in heaven. The angels that are assigned to us will carry it out. Our words carry life. We declare that our hearts will remain soft and pure before you, O God. We declare our focus will remain steady. We declare that our unity with heaven, among so, will be consistent. Lord, guard this house, this body. Hallelujah. Guard our minds, O God. Guard our assignments, Father, and guard our peace. May we have peace. Haya manso, because we are surrendering to your plans, and may there be peace. May we walk as people shaped by prayer and devotion and strengthened by your truth and led by your spirit. Oh, Rabban Sikire Beheya, we declare that no trap formed against us and against Oraman Sokuramandai, every assignment connected to us and against Kiki Rabban Surevesi Andaya, everything that you have placed in our hands, oh God, our resources, our family, our businesses, God, that it shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail against what you have entrusted us with in the name of Jesus, and that we will walk safely in the paths that you have laid out and ordained before us. Fill us with courage and clarity, O Jesus, and joy, O God, joy, O Father, joy, O God, in a Monday and a Monday that will move us forward, Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, Caribbean Syrian, so consume us, Father. Hey, in your love, in your ways, in your directions, and in your clarity, Jesus, we give you all of our praise on this day. Oh, Father, we magnify you, for you are worthy. Hey, Yasir Roboya. You are worthy. You are worthy, God. And we thank you for being Abba. We seal this prayer today in the protection of the blood that was shed on Calvary, O God, for the remission of our sins, O Jesus. Ay, Aman, so we thank you, O God, for what you are doing in our lives. And we thank you, O God, for your direction and clarity, for the strategy that was given today, and the wisdom, O God, ay, Aman, so kuramandai, to step back into alignment, the wisdom to stay firmly planted, and the wisdom to trust the one who created us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hi. Let's take a pause, a Selah moment, to just sit before him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He is a righteous judge. He is worthy. He is holy. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. If there be anyone on the line that would like to come forth to share what they have heard or to share any encouragement, the line is open for you to speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we bless God on today. We bless God on today. We bless God on today. A few announcements. This Sunday, we are celebrating our third year anniversary. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 3 years. I'm doing such a mighty work before God. And so we want you to celebrate with us. We want you to celebrate as we come to God and just thanking Him, oh Father, for these 3 years. And in this celebration, we are ordaining two amazing, my sister, my amazing, lovely sister, Renita Smith, and myself will be ordained, affirmed publicly before God this Sunday. God is doing such a new thing and such a gracious, mighty thing. And so we are celebrating on this day. So share the flyer, share it with your chats. We are continuing our 60 for 60. Do not forget to finish out and close out your 20 minutes or however long God sits with you. We're not bound by time. However God moves, let Him do that good work in you in your time of devotion. And we will see you and hear you back here at 5 a.m. tomorrow. We thank God for you. God bless you. More grace.